Communications items, please. Number 575.
Request of Adam Brunel to address council regarding public policy and future sustainable economy.
Mr. Brunel, welcome. Good morning.
Just go into it. So as was mentioned, my name is Adam Brunel. I'm a first-year MERP student at Portland State University. When I first signed up to testify on this day, it was to express my strong opposition to the siting of a propane terminal on behalf of a destructive foreign corporation. The people of Portland will never again support fossil fuel infrastructure, nor the politicians who failed to take a stand against it. Acknowledging this, the city should thoroughly involve the public in exploring a fossil fuel export ban that includes coal, oil, natural gas like propane. We face twin crises here in Portland. One is catastrophic climate change, the other, racial justice and inequality. But they are intertwined. I fear that in our attempts to solve the former, we exacerbate the latter. Portland is now the fastest gentrifying city in the U.S. While we have seen a commendable emphasis on process, we end up with toothless community benefit agreements, lofty equity goals, and action plans without the resources to implement them. I worry that Portland will eventually achieve its equity goals on paper, but once low-income residents and communities of color have been pushed outside the city limits. I implore the city to prioritize anti-displacement strategies as a primary method to build climate resilience. This means more affordable housing, living wages, job training for the new economy, and a just transportation system for all. I also want to challenge the city to lead the world when it comes to climate change. Vancouver, British Columbia, committed to 100% renewable energy by 2035. France instituted eco-roof mandates for new construction. Boulder, Colorado, took over its electric utility to provide more renewable energy to its residents. These are all policies that I think the city should consider pursuing in terms of feasibility and implementation. One opportunity to confront the aforementioned dual crises while building resilience is through the Climate Action Plans program, Solar Forward. The city should provide and consider providing more direct funding with a mandate to supply solar systems to low-income residents. In Seattle, the Capitol Hill Community Solar Project sited a solar farm atop an affordable housing complex. And in Oakland, Grid Alternatives provide solar panels for little to no upfront cost and trains low-income residents on the skills necessary for solar installation. But that's just one of the many possible ways to build resilience. And I'll end with a quote from Naomi Klein, the famous climate movement author. We're fighting to leave it in the ground. No new fossil fuel frontiers. We're fighting for societies powered by 100% renewable energy. We're fighting for free public transit. We're fighting for the principle that polluters should pay, that how we pay for the tradition has to be based on justice. We're fighting for the principle that the people who got the worst deal in the old economy should be the first in line to benefit in the new economy. And thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.